You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday on the show, Jeremy brought up this mommy blogger. Her name is Destiny, with an I on the end and not a Y.
Creative.
Destiny. Destiny is going viral because she was talking about paying her kids. A lot of people give their kids payment for doing chores, right? Clean up your room and you can have X amount of dollars. Take out the trash. Go pick up the dog poop. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, what do you think of her idea instead of paying for chores?
Yeah, she had a bit of a twist on it, and this is why she's gone viral. She is saying that she pays her children for doing their hobbies, doing things that they enjoy. And she says it encourages them to try harder and to continue their hobbies. Let's say, like, for example, my son Reed, who is getting into guitar. Instead of paying him to scoop the poop, I would pay him for his hour of practicing guitar every day. I'd pay him, you know what, $2 or whatever. And it would encourage him to play because then he gets money. And I know right now he would gobble that up. He is in this money phase right now where he is saving and saving and saving to get one of those hoverboards that you can cruise around on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like $200. So he's in mad save mode right now. And I want to be mad at this. Like, it's kind of a twisted thing, you know? You're already paying for guitar lessons. This is something they should be doing anyway just to improve themselves. You shouldn't be paying them to practice, but I kind of like this in a weird, twisted way. Because at times it is like pulling teeth to get him to sit down for 45 minutes. Because he will get distracted with his Switch or the kids outside or, you know, name a million things.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not practicing his guitar. And I feel like this would be a huge incentive for him to sit his butt down for a little bit. I kind of like it.
It's interesting. Then, and there's always the group of people who will scream, shouldn't pay kids for any of this stuff. You know, they get a roof over their heads. They need to. There's that group.
Of course. I get some of that, too.
And even though I, you know, affected a voice with that, it doesn't mean I disagree with what these people are saying. I'm not in either camp with that. What I wondered about this is splitting it, because I understand what she's trying to do, and she says, you know, she wants them to associate money with stuff they enjoy, not stuff they hate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another line here. She goes, when they're older, they won't go after jobs they hate just because they pay well. I don't know if that's true or not. I think people will still do that, the chase for the almighty dollar or the almighty Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. I think that they might, but what about the idea of splitting it? So that the kids make money on both. Because you're right. I mean, when kids start reaching a certain age, they become really money hungry. When they start realizing, you know, the value of money. And they'll never really realize it completely until they're on their own and they have to pay for everything.
Yeah.
But at least they begin to grasp the concept.
Yep.
And I'm not sure that you want to make young people think that all of life, you know, is a cupcake factory, you know. There are times you're going to have to, you know, knuckle down and do some things that aren't as much fun as, you know, your hobbies. And
especially when it comes to, like, instruments and stuff. I mean, if your goal is to be in a band and stuff, they're going to go through some hard times where you won't make money doing your hobby, you know? You'll lose money, and you'll have to just grind and grind until you get a little bit of success.
So I'm wondering if you can't split the difference here and do, like you talked about guitar lessons. You said, hey, if he, you know, spends his 45 minutes doing his guitar lesson, throw him a couple of bucks. What if you just split that? So you get $1 for that, and you get $1 for cleaning up the poop. So that they kind of see both, you know, that chores, you still have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see, you know, a lot of people use it, you know, if they're going to pay their kid an allowance, then it is tied to chores or doing their homework or something like that. So instead of doing all of it for one thing, maybe split it up.
Yeah.
Plus, it also will teach kids, you know, to take on, you know, to juggle more than one thing, which they're going to have to do as they get older anyway.
Well, I like it, too, because you could take this stuff and then expand it, you know, then into, you know, being money savvy, money management. You can take some of that $2 that you earned and you got to save a portion of it.
I love that.
You might have to spend it on something else if you broke something around the house. Reed broke something the other day and we're like, guess what, dude? Some of that money you've been saving?
Mm-hmm.
This is real life. My car breaks down, I got to fix it. You just broke something, you got to fix it now.
Yeah.
The thing that kind of makes me swerve off is these parents maybe that are going to be like, his hobby is video games, and he's so good at video games, and he sits there and works on his hobby for 4 hours a day, and then I pay him. That's where, to me, it's like, don't be paying your kids to play video games. Don't do anything like that, or he's just great at making YouTube. That's his hobby. I pay him $20. No. That's where I think it becomes a little tainted. You get into those murky waters there.
And obviously, then you hear from people, well, there are some kids, you know, that their career is doing video games. And there are some kids, their career,
know,
it does become
I
YouTube.
I know.
Yes.
It becomes a vicious circle.
But if we're playing the odds here.
Probably,
you know,
not.
There's probably 20 million young people who are throwing up YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you 20 million ain't making a living at it.
No.
So it's like the same thing with, you know, professional athletes. So I'm, you know, pushing my kid to be a, you know, a football player because that way he can make, you know, $5 million a year. Well, odds say that they won't.
Yeah.
So what's your fallback plan?
Yeah. Learn guitar. No,
I don't want a fallback plan because then it won't be committed to something.
Well, what if they get injured?
Mm.
Learn math, learn science.
What if they decide that playing football or baseball or soccer or whatever is your dream and not theirs?
Right.
Then which happens a lot.
Sure does.
I don't know. This is interesting, though. And I definitely embrace what you're saying about the guitar lessons and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have actually seen, I read this yesterday and I never even, that didn't even cross my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is like pulling teeth sometimes to get him to practice and do stuff. And I never even thought of, all right, buddy, you practice for 45 minutes, you get $2.
Well, turn it on yourself, because you talked about when you were a kid and you took piano lessons, but you kind of dragged your feet or whatever.
Yes.
You didn't keep up with it.
Now I regret it.
Would this have made you keep up with it?
I think it would have. Yeah. I so regret it now. Yep. Speaking of, we're getting little Lila into piano. It's going to be the cutest thing. She's got the tiniest little fingers.
Isn't that interesting? Because Gretchen is starting up her piano lessons again.
Is she? That's great. She should.
She hasn't done that for years, but when she did, she absolutely loved it. So now that we've moved and we're in a new area, she's like, I'm just going to start doing that again.
Totally. It's going to drive you nuts. The kids have to come to the house to practice. You're going to be hearing chopsticks in your sleep.
No, it's Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Yankee Doodle, yeah. Make it stop!